In this week's parsha of Vayishlach, we read about the fascinating episode and fascinating encounter between Yaakov and his brother Esau. For the last 22 years, the brothers have been living apart. The last time they had significant contact was in the aftermath of the episode where Yaakov took the brachos that were intended for Esau. And here in the beginning of this week's parsha, we read of this exceptional, dramatic, incredible encounter. And Yaakov Avinu spends a few moments in introspection, spends a few moments in contemplation, wondering, probably in his mind, what this reunion was going to be like. And he davens to Hashem and he says, Hatzilini na miad ochi miad Esav. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save me from the hands of my brother, from the hands of Esav. And the Mefarshim all try to understand why the need for both of those statements. Yaakov Avinu has only one bracha. There only is Esav. So why the need to say, Hatzilini na, please save me from the hands of my brother, from the hands of Esav? Either you could just say, save me from my brother, or you could say, save me from Esav, but why the need for both? And the Mefarshim go in all different directions. Most notably, the Beis Halevi writes that Yaakov Avinu understood that there would be one of two possibilities that would result from this union. Either Esav would forgive Yaakov, in which case he would try to have a friendship or relationship, or the other possibility is that Esav would still be angry, and violence could, God forbid, ensue. And so Yaakov turns to Hashem and he says, God, please save me from either of those eventualities. Hatzilini na miad achi. If he wants to be my brother and he wants to have a relationship, save me from that. Because I know that being around Esav, having a connection with Esav, will at the end of the day not be good for me or for my family. So if he chooses to act towards me as a brother, help save me from that eventuality. On the other hand, miad Esav. If he comes to me doing war, if he comes to me doing battle, if he comes to me ultimately in a belligerent state, please save me from that as well. But Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchev in his Sefer Kiddushas Levi gives another beautiful insight, and he explains the Esav who sitra achra. In the works of Kabbalah and the Zohar, Esav is another word that's used for the sitra achra, the Yitzhara, the inclination, the drives, the pushes, the pulls within man that sometimes propel him towards negative activity. Ubakoshas Yaakov Haya. Yaakov was asking God for the following. Hatzileni na shelo yihye Esav achi. Please Hashem save me that Esav, the Yitzhara, should not be my brother. What does that mean? Shelo yiskalgel sha Yitzhara yihye achi. Because there are times where the Yitzhara tries to entice us to sin. And sometimes it appears that the thing that Yitzhara wants me to do is in fact a mitzvah. And the Rebbe says something amazing. The Rebbe says that the most difficult thing in life is sometimes there are things that are wrong, we know they're wrong, and so we objectively know to stay away from them. But very often in life, there is much gray. Very often in life, there are situations where it's not immediately clear if this action, if this activity, if this decision is bad or if it's good. Sometimes the Yitzhara is clear in its negativity and what we know exactly what we have to avoid. And other times the Yitzhara, the evil in life, comes shrouded in many layers of obscurity, ambiguity, shrouded in many layers of gray. And Yaakov Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he's about to be reunited with his brother, as he's about to begin this next chapter of life in the land of Israel, Hatzilini na miad ochi miad Esav. Save me from the Yetzer Hara. Save me, Hashem, from the negative pitfalls of life. But God, I need an extra level of assistance. Because sometimes Esav, sometimes the Yetzer, sometimes negativity in life looks like achi. Sometimes it looks like my brother. Sometimes it doesn't look so bad. Sometimes it looks parav, and sometimes even looks positive. Give me the inner strength, resilience, courage, to be able to see the things in life for what they are. Give me the knowledge and the wisdom to be able to see that which is good and that which is not. And give me the knowledge to be able to discern between the two. And here, and according to the Rebbe, teaches us an incredible life lesson. That in life, yes, it's easy to avoid, maybe not so easy to avoid, it's easier to avoid those things that are objectively negative. But what we constantly have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for each and every day is give me the knowledge and the wisdom. Hatzileni na miad ochi miad Esav. Do not let me be blindsided by sometimes the fact that Esav Yitzhara appears as my brother. Don't let me be blind to the fact that sometimes negativity often is obscured by many shades and many layers of ambiguity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the knowledge, give me the wisdom to see life for what it is and to be able to make the right decisions. A good Shabbos.